This is the Commodity Scrap Metal Recycling and Economic Report, January 22, 2024. U.S. weekly raw steel production fell to 1.67 million tons on slow U.S. manufacturing. WTI crude oil price rose to $73.71 a barrel, remaining relatively moderate on the slowing global economy, also on a high level of production from the U.S. and other non-OPEC countries. The U.S. weekly oil rig count fell slightly to 497 on great productivity per well brought by outstanding U.S. technology. U.S. weekly crude oil production rose to 13.3 million barrels per day, back to the all-time record in American history from just 3 weeks ago. The U.S. remains the number one global oil producer and the number two exporter, yes, exporter of crude oil. The slow increase keeps prices moderate, so it does not cause OPEC to get mad at the U.S. Scrap steel number one HMS price was steady at $380 gross ton. There were mixed pricing pressures for February. Hot rolled coil steel price rose slightly to $54.53 a hundredweight, which is $1,091 a ton on slow U.S. manufacturing. Copper price rose to $3.79 a pound over concerns about long-term shortages but low Chinese demand. Aluminum price fell to 99 cents a pound, which is 21.78 a metric ton on slowing global demand. Chinese 2023 economic growth. Their economy grew at 5.2%, slow by Chinese standards. Leaving out COVID, the slowest since 1990. It was much faster than the U.S.'s approximate 2.5% growth in 2023. U.S. December industrial production increased 0.1% from November. Industrial production declined at a 3.1% annualized rate in Q4 2023. U.S. weekly initial unemployment claims fell to 187,000, the lowest in 16 months. This is great for U.S. jobs, but a tight labor market is inflationary. U.S. December existing home sales fell to 3.78 million annualized, the lowest since 2010. The full year 2023 was the lowest in almost 30 years. This was driven by high mortgage rates that are now falling. U.S. January U of M consumer sentiment survey soared to 78.8, the largest two-month jump in 33 years. Expectations surged for businesses and personal finances. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 371 points, to 37,864, another all-time record in American history. Inflation is still too high and government deficits have been growing horrifically in the past 7 years. Manufacturing, though, continues to be slow as the economy is good, not great. Two container roll-off trailers by Bentley, a great productivity tool for a roll-off trailer for those long runs. Heavy duty, but light to maximize loads. Call Ben Lee for a quote at 734-722-8100. This report is brought to you by Ben Lee Roll-Off Trailers, Gondola Trailers, Lugger Trucks, and Roll-Off Trailer Parts. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.